That coming up at 7. Right now, we got to go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Jason Lloyd from The Athletic, where he wrote an article that was Nancy Grace, Billy Jack Haynes, bombshells combined over Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. And he joins us right now. Good morning to you, Jason Lloyd.
Good morning, Ken Carmen.
Well, you sound like a beaut. Has Kevin Stefanski, this is my main question here, because I think it's over with Deshaun Watson, all that's left of the lawyers, right? My question is with Kevin. Is the relationship with Kevin Stefanski and his players rocky now? Is it beyond repair? Because this, to me, the way I'm reading it here, like there's a losing of trust over this period.
I think it was frustration more than anything. That's the impression that I got from talking to players. And obviously you're referring to the piece about he wouldn't call out Deshaun in film sessions. I'm taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that occurred this year. And I can't give you a reason why. You know, I don't know if it was that they were trying to prop him up a little bit because it was so bad and there were so many mistakes. I mean, if you called out every mistake, you'd be there all day. We all saw the games. We all saw how bad it was. So the Browns may push back and say that didn't happen, but that he called him out. But, I mean, when I'm talking to guys in cleats and pads who, and it wasn't just one, who say that they're sitting there as a team and we all see it on the board and everybody sees the mistake, everybody sees what's happening, what's going on, and there's no correction there in front of the team, I just think it was more frustrating. I don't think he's lost the team at all. I don't think that at all. I think, but I do think that guys were just like, what are we doing? We all see it there. Why can't we talk about it?
Jason, when did the coaching staff, when did the organization kind of know that this was not going to get turned around?
I think over the summer they knew.
Over the summer?
I think they knew in training camp. Yeah, I think they knew then. That this was not headed in a good direction. And, Zach Jackson kept saying it. Zach kept saying, guys, something's wrong here. This looks really bad. All of this looks really bad. And, I mean, Zach was at every single practice. And then, you know, I've talked to people since. I wasn't at every practice, but I've talked to players. At the time, there was a sense of this isn't going great. And then in talking to players throughout the course, I didn't put this in, but over the course of the season, I was talking to a couple players who said, oh, we knew going into Dallas, this was going to be rough. Like nothing in that opener against Dallas, nothing surprised us. Like we knew that was not going to go well. And I just think all the changes they made, none of them took. And none of them took in part because I don't know if it was mentally that he was done. I don't know if it was the shoulder. Like, we didn't spend a lot of time talking about the fact that no one had ever come back. Like, this was such a rare injury among quarterbacks that there wasn't just a long track record of how do you respond from this. So I think whatever the reason was, I think internally they knew over the summer they were in for a rough season.
Was there a possibility, Jason Lloyd joining us from The Athletic, was there any possibility that everybody knew that this wasn't going to work? And it's like, well, you know what? We've paid our money. He's going to start. And we're going to see whether or not this thing sinks or swims. Because remember, 2021, Baker breaks his shoulder. All right. He wants to make his money. Go right on ahead and start. Do you think that they came to a conclusion going, no matter what, you guys are safe. Let's just see how this one works out. Because they were steadfast. This front office is staying. The head coach is staying. And damn it, it went the whole way, Jason, that he was staying. They were there.
I think they kept playing him because they were trying to get something out of the contract. The difference between the Baker situation and the Deshaun situation was Baker had not been paid. And they were trying to figure out if he was worth paying. And it wasn't all just on-field football that they were looking at. It was the whole package with Baker, and they kept playing him. And like Kevin gets killed for that. And I think it was that decision was made above him that they were going to keep playing Baker because they had a decision to make on that contract and whether or not they should extend him or not. And with Deshaun, the check was in the mail already, and they were trying to squeeze some sort of return out of their investment. And it became evident very, very, very early he was no longer an NFL quarterback. But when you've committed the type of money that you did to him, you got to try and get something out of it. And I think that's why they kept playing him. Had he not torn his Achilles, they probably would have continued to play him.
What? When is Kevin ever going to have the full amount of power that fans believe a head coach should have? Because you go back
right now.
Right now. So it took 5 years to get to year six, and now he has that amount of power.
Well, I mean, the Tommy Reese thing obviously is all him. They're going back to his offense. The offensive line coach is off the Callahan tree, if you want to call it that. Like, you know, he's going back to running this thing how he wants to do it. I would imagine, I don't know this 100%, I would imagine he's going to have a lot of input on who the next quarterback is. I would say this would be the first opportunity he has since he's been here to actually choose his own quarterback. So he walked into with Baker. And then obviously this Deshaun thing. So now it's on him now. Like, you know, I think this is his opportunity.
Well, I'm glad five years into this thing, it's finally on the head coach.
But we're talking strictly quarterback.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about quarterback. You know what I mean? Like,
year where there's no great ones coming out of the draft.
I know. Yeah. But, and that's why I said before, I don't know necessarily that this quarterback riddle gets solved this year, long term. Because of what you just said, because it doesn't look like a great quarterback draft. Now, even in years where it doesn't look like a great quarterback draft, there's almost always at least one. Even the year of the Kenny Pickett, when a quarterback didn't go till 22. Well, Brock Purdy was in that draft too. And yeah, that was a lottery ticket, and the Niners got lucky. But he was still there, and they still eventually found him. So there's usually at least...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's one quarterback in every draft. And the Browns got to find him. But and Kevin's got to be held accountable for 3-14. But being held accountable doesn't always mean you got to fire the guy. It means you got to fix it. So this was not a good year for anybody. But in terms of strictly the quarterback position, this is the first time where he's going to have an opportunity, I think, to pick his guy.
Just as a quick aside, and I got other questions as we're talking to Jason Lloyd from The Athletic, had the big story that came out yesterday. You had mentioned Bill Callahan, the Bill Callahan tree. Well, they obviously had Bill Callahan, and in your story, you pointed out that Van Pelt getting the axe might have rubbed Callahan the wrong way and may have eventually led to him leaving the team. The Browns had to have known that was in the cards, right? They had to have fully thought that out when they decided to go in a different direction.
They were, at that point, they were doing whatever they could to put Deshaun in an offense he was comfortable in. And if that the quarterback's most important position, whatever, period. It doesn't matter who else is happy, unhappy. You have to fix the quarterback before you worry about anything else. And so I think that they made the move from Alex to Ken just in an effort to try and fix the offense and put Deshaun in the system that he felt like he could succeed in. And if it costs you an assistant coach, then so be it. You know, I think the firing of AVP, I think, sent the writing on the wall of where this was going and how this was happening. And, you know, I would back it up just a little bit to, you know, I had a quote in there about you got to bring Joe back, you got to bring Flacco back because somebody has to teach Sean the offense. You know, that was said to me toward the end of the season, toward the end of 23, and that was really the first moment where I kind of thought, like, okay, there's something more going on here. Like, what's going on? And that's when I, like, my radar went up a little bit more because Deshaun didn't have a great year by any means, but he didn't have a terrible year. You know, when he first broke his shoulder against Baltimore, there was a depression among the fans of, oh no, they just lost their franchise quarterback. Now what are they going to do? Like, there was, you know, that people still thought the guy could play a little bit. And then to hear that, I thought, okay, there's more going on here. And so that's when sort of my antenna went up, and then they fire AVP coming off a moderately successful season where you won 11 games, went to the playoffs with five different quarterbacks. Like, that's kind of strange. And that's when I said, like, okay, you know, this is where this is going. And it's like something started to click. And I think Bill Callahan looked at that and kind of had a feeling of, he saw the writing on the wall and saw where this was going. Because he, you know, according to the players that I talked to, they felt like he had made clear he wasn't going to join his son. And then when that happened, there was a pivot.
Well, that's not good. Jason Lloyd joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, Lyman and I have said over the last few years that, you know, people say, well, the owner, he led the charge. I'm like, no, from what we've been told. And will we ever get the absolute truth? I'm not sure. But from what Lyman and I have been told, it's like, well, they like Baker Mayfield a whole lot. They weren't necessarily the ones who led the charge. That it might have been someone else in the front office. Is that, from what you know, true?
Yeah, so I was told by someone who would know that actually AB's year in Philly in 2019, AB was doing work on Deshaun in 2019, when that one year when he was a member of the Eagle staff. And now that was well before all of this. So, like, Andrew had always sort of liked Deshaun and liked him as a player. And then I believe there was a point in this where it became too much. Barry did not want to guarantee the whole contract, and the Browns said, and by the Browns, I mean the Haslams said, there's no stopping now. Like, we are in this. We go until the end. And so I do believe it started with Barry being first. I think there was a litany of reasons why they didn't want to invest in Baker. Some of them were on the field. Some of them were off the field. Mm-hmm. But they came to a decision as an organization that they could not trust him on the field or off the field. Baker, they didn't want to invest the type of money in him that it was going to take to land a franchise quarterback at that time in money and years. And at that moment happened to be a guy who looked like he was a significantly better quarterback at that time, who is an all-pro quarterback, or a Pro Bowl quarterback, I mean, who looked like a top, whatever number you want to put that on, 5, 7, 10 in the league, whatever. I don't think anyone would dispute at the time, that Deshaun was a better NFL quarterback than Baker. And so they pushed all in, and they went for it. And it blew up in their face. There's no question about it. But they weren't the only team that was interested in him. There was a lot of other teams that were interested in him. And there were four other finalists who were willing to give up exactly what the Browns did in draft compensation, and probably maybe not the entire guarantee of the money, but around the ballpark of the contract of the money. So they weren't doing ones in on this. They're just doing ones that had the grenade go off in their hand. But I just think that they, you know, the Haslams have tried for how many years to find a franchise quarterback, and they couldn't do it. And they looked at this as an opportunity. Guys of his caliber had become available in like 70 years, literally 70 years. I think Fran Tarkenton was the last one that a quarterback in the prime of his career with Pro Bowl appearances became available. And so they said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go get an established, talented, top quarterback of this league. We're just going to buy him. We're just going to do whatever it takes to go out there and buy him. And it blew up on him.
Jason, fantastic as always. Wish we had more time. You know we always do. We thank you very much for the time you were able to give us. Follow him on Twitter, @ByJasonLloyd. Jason, thank you.
See you guys.
Jason Lloyd from The Athletic on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com.